All right, everybody, welcome back. You know what we do here. Time for another deep dive. And man, we are diving into some choppy waters today, huh? Crypto land. Never a dull moment, is there?
Absolutely not. I think somebody hit the fast forward button on the crypto roller coaster recently, and from the looks of it, we're not slowing down anytime soon.
Not even a little bit. So strap yourselves in, listeners, because today we're charting the wildest currents in crypto. We're talking whale watching, institutional intrigue, and some tokens making moves that'll leave you wondering, am I early or am I late? First up, let's talk whales. One big fish just made a splash, swam right out of Binance with a cool $219 million in Bitcoin, just casually like it was nothing. What do you make of that? Bears getting cold feet, whales cleaning house. What's the play here?
Well, it's always tough to climb into the mind of a whale, but I think this move, it really highlights two things. One, it's a classic case of not keeping all your eggs in one basket, right? Especially when that basket is, well, an exchange. We've seen enough unexpected dips and let's just say unforeseen circumstances in the crypto world to know that security is paramount. Moving massive amounts of Bitcoin to cold storage, that's just smart risk management. But then there's the other side of the coin.
Literally.
Exactly. This move also whispers something about long-term confidence, wouldn't you say? This whale. They're basically saying, I believe in Bitcoin enough to hold it securely for the long run. That's a powerful signal, even amidst the volatility.
Oh, absolutely. But hold on, the plot thickens because this whale, they weren't done. They took a chunk of that, let me get this right, $3.29 million and swapped their INJ for, this is where it gets interesting, Lido's LDO. Now, I know both of these are tied to staking, but what's the strategy here? You think this whale's placing a bet on Ethereum 2.0?
Sharp observation. See, most people, when they think staking, they think lock up my assets, earn some passive income. But Lido, they're doing something really interesting with what's called liquid staking. You stake your Ethereum, you get STEETH in return. That's STEETH. It's a token that represents your staked Ethereum, which you can then use across DeFi.
Okay, so it's like having your cake and eating it too.
Precisely. You get to earn staking rewards and de-participate in other DeFi protocols. This whale might be thinking, as Ethereum 2.0 gains traction, that STEETH is going to be incredibly valuable. They're positioning themselves to ride that wave, and I gotta say, it's a pretty savvy move.
See, this is why we love whales, always learning from the big fish. But speaking of big players making waves, let's shift gears to the institutional side of things. Word on the street is Polymarket, the decentralized prediction market. They're looking to raise a cool $50 million. 50
Million.
dollars.
Money, big bets.
Right. So the question is, why are these traditional finance heavy hitters suddenly so interested in the decentralized betting arena? Especially with all the regulatory uncertainty swirling around, what's the draw?
It's all about the potential, my friend. Prediction markets, they're not exactly new, right? People have always been fascinated by the idea of profiting from predicting the future. And now, with platforms like Polymarket, it's not just about who's going to win the Super Bowl. We're talking election results, market trends, you name it.
Right.
And because it's decentralized, it's transparent, it's tamper-proof, institutions see that and they see dollar signs. They're looking at a massive market ripe for disruption, and they want a piece of the action.
It's like the Wild West of finance out here. Instead of gold rushes, it's code rushes. But hey, building the future isn't all about risky bets and speculation. Sometimes it's about laying the groundwork for something truly revolutionary, which brings us to Meridian. They just raked in a cool $4 million in funding, their mission, to build out the infrastructure of Web3. What does that even mean for the average user? Break it down for us.
It's about building the roads, the bridges, the essential foundations upon which the entire Web3 ecosystem can thrive. Think of Web3 as this vast, uncharted territory, right? Meridian, they're providing the tools, the materials, the infrastructure to build out this new internet, a more secure, user-centric internet. The stronger that foundation, the more incredible the applications built on top of it will be. For you and me, that translates to more secure, user-controlled platforms, apps, experiences, you name it. But this time, we have the power, not some corporation. That's the promise of Web3.
Decentralization. The future is in the hands of the people. And while we're on the topic of exciting projects, we got to talk about these tokens that are suddenly grabbing headlines. Conflux or CFX and Alchemy Pay, ACH, they're making some serious noise. What's driving the surge in interest?
We got to look east for this one, my friend. China. They've always had this, let's say, complicated relationship with crypto, but recently, there's been a shift in the air. They seem to be warming up to the idea of blockchain technology, and that has investors buzzing.
Right.
Both CFX and ACH, they've got deep roots in the Chinese market. So naturally, this shift in sentiment, It's like a shot of adrenaline for these tokens.
So the takeaway here is, when China talks, the crypto market listens. Always keep an eye on the East. But let's swing back around to our whale friend from earlier, the one scooping up LDO like it was going out of style. Turns out they've got a bit of a reputation for, shall we say, bold investments. They just doubled down on Pottycat tokens, bought 1.3 million, the kicker. They'd already taken a $611,000 hit on those same tokens before. So what's the verdict here? Are they crazy, courageous, or just really, really lucky?
Well, you know what they say about a broken clock, right? Twice a day.
Right.
Look, there's no denying this whale's got an appetite for risk that would make even the most seasoned trader sweat. But I think it speaks to something deeper about the crypto space, doesn't it? That willingness to chase the next big thing, even if it means getting burned. But let this be a lesson to all our listeners. Don't mistake luck for skill. Past performance is never a guarantee of future returns.
Words to live by, my friend. Now, for those who prefer a slightly gentler entry into the crypto world, let's talk DePIN. What's the deal with these projects, and why are they gaining so much traction lately?
DePIN stands for Decentralized Physical Infrastructure Networks, and it's all about bridging the gap between the digital and the physical. You take something like Helium, for example. They're building a decentralized wireless network, right?
Yeah.
Anyone can become a Helium hotspot host, and in return, they earn crypto.
Right.
It's a brilliant way to make crypto accessible to people who might not necessarily be interested in day trading or NFTs, but still want in on this new economy. They're literally providing the infrastructure for the Internet of Things, powered by the people for the people. That's DePIN.
It's like taking something as complex and intangible as crypto and grounding it in the real world, making it relatable, accessible, and usable.
Okay, one last stop on our whirlwind crypto tour today. We got to talk about D8X.
Yeah.
Now, these guys are spicing things up. They're adding leverage to prediction markets. For the uninitiated, break it down. What's that mean, and what are the potential implications, especially when we're talking about things like, oh, I don't know, betting on election outcomes?
This is where things get interesting. So leverage, it's like using borrowed money to amplify your bets. Win big if you're right, lose big if you're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
D8X is attracting a lot of attention because they're bringing that element of high-stakes gambling to the already volatile world of prediction market. It's exhilarating, but it's also incredibly risky, like exponentially so.
Yeah, platforms like D8X, they offer incredible opportunities for profit, but they're not for the faint of heart. If you're going to play in the leverage prediction market game, proceed with caution, do your research, and never bet more than you could afford to lose. That's rule number 1, 2, and 3 in crypto.
Wise words. Always good advice. So, listeners, as you can see, the crypto world is a whirlwind of activity. Whales are making waves, institutions are placing their bets, and innovative projects like Meridian, Helium, and D8X are pushing the boundaries of what's possible. It's a fascinating, dynamic space, and it's only going to get crazier from here. The question is, what role will you play? Will you be a spectator, watching from the sidelines? Will you be a participant, riding the waves of volatility? Or will you be a builder, helping to shape the future of this exciting new world? The choice is yours. But no matter what you choose, remember to stay informed, stay curious, and as always, stay tuned.